Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Lots going on at Worcester Square in New Haven. There's a Christopher Columbus statue there, and, you know, that's been the source of a lot of energy. And there was rumors that the city wanted to take it down this morning at 6. Now, a large crowd has gathered there. We just talked to Roger Susanna with Channel 3, and our old buddy Angelo is there. Angelo.
Hey.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
Hey.
Morning.
What's the crowd size now?
I would say about a little over 100 people now.
That's a lot for this time.
Impressive.
Yeah, between 90 to 100.
Wow.
A lot of old timers from Worcester Square.
Right. They went to school at Columbus, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of old timers here representing the Worcester Square area here right now.
Right.
My grandparents are descendants from Italy, and they settled here in Worcester Square. My grandparents and my parents, my aunts, my uncles are all descendants of Italy and grew up in the Worcester Square area.
So Phil's thought on this is Italian Americans can find a better person to idolize.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Chaz. There's a lot of background noise.
Phil thinks that Italian Americans can find better people in history.
I do.
Okay. I mean, as far as the statues go, as far as Christopher Columbus.
That's yeah, find right. somebody else, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, when he sailed, he didn't even sail for Italy, you know? And once he established the West Indies, you know, there are reports, even from the 1500s, this isn't something that was uncovered recently about how brutal he was to the natives there.
Fetching
I just think we could do better.
Yes,
like, why are we fighting so hard for this statue? Like for who? This guy
Phil is fact-checking Christopher Columbus.
And by the way, just so you know, is Columbus really Italian? It should be Colombo. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, you know, if I grew up in that area, I mean, era, you know, with Christopher Columbus and that was happening, I wouldn't condone that either. You know, that type of activity. You know the type of person that I am.
Yeah.
I wasn't there either. I'm just saying, we know what we know now. We
correct.
Can do better. Like, well, is that really
yeah, now we got the
is
point.
Gonna be
so,
our guy
Angelo,
that represents?
Angelo, what's your response to that?
I think we could do better. I mean, we are doing better. We've changed a lot of things in history. I mean, we've moved forward and stuff, you know. When it comes to racism and stuff, we had a black president and stuff that was very successful. And, I believe in all equality. You know,
Angelo makes a good point. We're evolving.
We should move forward.
We are moving forward.
Right.
Slowly, but
history
we're moving
happened.
Forward.
Right.
Things are, you know, think about Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
If he could have seen the first African-American president, that would have been a big deal
yep.
for him. Right.
I got a question for you guys. I have Lou Payne here, the organizer of the event here. Would you like to speak to him?
Yeah, put him on.
Give me one second. Here he goes. Here he is.
Hello.
Hey, Lou, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
All right,
man.
Good. So was the city going to come and take this at 6? Was that the plan?
That was the plan. That was the plan. I filed an injunction on behalf of the Italian-American Heritage of New Haven yesterday. And did it just before 5 p.m. And they were supposed to take it away this morning, the smelly company was. But as we see right now, there's like
wait,
maybe
100 did you
people
say the
here.
Smelly company?
Smelly.
Smelly?
Smelly.
Smedley.
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 Oh, Smedley, okay. Big difference.
They smell, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay. Well, they were did they arrive with their truck?
No.
Okay.
No. But maybe the injunction stopped them because the city violated a couple different things as far as when the park commission took a vote on it, they never had it on the agenda, so that made that an illegal vote. They violated where, you know, this never got voted upon with the board of elders in the city, which it has to. Also, it's in a historical district and never went in front of the historical society.
Hmm.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah, this is, they've been after Christopher Columbus for a while. There's been, you know, a lot of talk about this.
Yeah, at least a decade, yeah.
So at some point, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, we're hoping to keep it here, you know, like, you know, as we know in this world today that we live in, everybody's trying to erase history. And you know what? You can never erase history by removing a statue. History is history.
Right.
And if you look at clouded past, you know, does he have a clouded past with the Native Americans? There's no doubt. or you're going back into 1492, where it could be, you know, either conquer or be conquered. And then you look at this a pass of, you know, other particular people like an Elijah Yale, you know, who promoted slave trade. And, you know, nothing was mentioned to Yale about knocking on their door and taking the name away from the city. And then you look at Eli Whitney here in New Haven. They, you know, who has statues and schools named after him. He was the inventor of the cotton machine and put slaves to work on it. Then, you know, you go into Jefferson, you go into Washington. They all had slavery in the past, you know. But that doesn't make them the men that they were, you know, not to take down their accomplishments as well. You know, it's history. That's what the United States is based on. That's what, you know, when our immigrants came here, that's what America became. But for us as Italian Americans, you know, when we first came to the United States, we were given the worst jobs. We were given names. We had 11 Italians lynched in New Orleans in 1891, which was at the time the greatest lynching in the United States. And it wasn't easy. We were replacing, you know, the jobs that the slaves were doing when they stopped slavery, and at the lowest possible pay wage. And there were, the United States was recruiting Southern Italians from Sicily to work in those jobs. So I think going forward, you know, we respect everybody's heritage and ethnic groups, and we understand that everybody's struggling today. But we just want everybody to respect ours as well.
Have you had a conversation with the groups leading the protests, or are they all different groups and that's almost impossible?
I am the organizer of the protest.
No, of your group.
Of others.
You're the organizer of your group, but the group that wants to take the statue down, or is there too many groups?
Well, there's no other groups that are really combating to take this statue down in New Haven. The only group that wants to take this statue down in New Haven is Mayor Elliker. Looks like he's, he looks like he's on an island and with a few of the people in the city. They're the ones that are trying to promote taking this down.
Huh.
There hasn't been an issue as any other ethnic groups, coming down here to say to us, hey, we want it down. There's no confrontation here.
I was going to say, if there was another group, maybe you can sit down with that group and have a conversation, and maybe there's a compromise somewhere.
I would be happy to.
Right.
See?
Because we're all in it together.
We are. We're stuck with each other, really.
Basically,
so
yes.
we need to figure out.
Right. Like Big Brother. Yes.
Right.
We'll figure it out. We're all locked in one house
That's
here.
It. Figure it out. Yeah, it's like the
Thank
show Big
so
Brother.
Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yep, and good luck.
Absolutely.
All right. Just looking through famous Italian inventors.
Okay.
See if we can find someone else, like Phil said, instead of Christopher Columbus.
Oh, okay.
How about Marconi? You put an antenna on top.
He is actually the first person who comes up.
Nice. Use the statue as an antenna, too.
Yeah, let me see. I could probably find something wrong with him.
How about Chef Boyardee? No. Nobody says anything bad about Chef Boyardee.
AJ, I'll tell you right now, that's more offensive than the people that want to take the statue down.
Why?
Chef Boyardee.
Everybody loves ravioli.
Right. I used to eat the giant cans of that.
Exactly, right.
The greatest thing about that is you could open the can and just eat it right out of the can.
It's pre-cooked. All you gotta do is warm it, but you can't eat it cold. Yes.
Right. No. The best way to warm it is not a microwave. You put it in a pot and do it on the stove.
Right.
Old school, and you keep stirring it.
Or you bake it in the oven, nice and crisp.
Never did that.
Oh, yeah. Baked ravioli is the bomb, man. You gotta try that
sometime. No, I know baked ravioli is the bomb, but I never thought to put Chef Boyardee ravioli.
You can totally pimp it out, yeah. But I mean, Chef Boyardee.
No, you know how I would pimp it out? I would pimp it out by putting some jar sauce in it.
Right. Just a little, little drizzling. A little help.
Not that this is gourmet, but this was gourmet for me at that time.
Exactly. But I mean, you know, you think Chef Boyardee, right where your smile came to your face.
What did he do wrong?
Exactly. He didn't do anything wrong.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly.
He made pasta.
He made pasta, and he was always smiling on the can.
He put it in a can for everyone around the world to enjoy.
And now this microwavable. Chef Boyardee. So everybody can enjoy. Everybody.
There is no way microwavable Chef Boyardee is as good as the canned stuff.
Actually, it's not terrible. I've had it. It's not terrible. But getting back to the main fact over here, Chef Boyardee.
That's right. Let's not get off track.
Chef Boyardee, I think, should be on the statue because when you think of it, you smile right away. You think of being a little kid and how good it tasted.
That's right.
After school, your lunch.
Especially in Worcester Square.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. You got Sally's and Pepe's. And
exactly. It smells like sauce over there. Modern?
The dessert place.
Libby's.
What is it?
Libby's.
Thank you.
Libby's,
yep.
Thank you, yes. I mean, you know.
Got to try their amaretto Italian.
You walk down the street and you salivate. So why not Chef Boyardee?
It's not a bad idea.
I'm putting that in, damn it.
All right, that's your suggestion.
Chef Boyardee, damn it.
That's pretty good. Who can argue that?
He even has the Italian-American
flag.
He
has no history.
He even has the Italian flag.
He doesn't exist.
That's the problem.
Exactly. Wait, doesn't exist? Wait, what?
That's a fake name.
He's somewhere with Santa Claus.
Right. And even has the Italian flag in a little corner on the can.
Him and Santa Claus. That's why Santa Claus is so fat.
Chef Boyardee in the Italian-American neighborhood, and then you do the Green Giant in the Irish neighborhood.
That's right.
No, that's how it's going to work.
No, it's the leprechaun.
The leprechaun, Lucky.
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms, right.
Hello.
Magically delicious.
He's got money, always happy, evades the kids.
That's right.
Yep.
All right, so we're getting food then.
We're just...
So Chef Boyardee, we got... Okay, yeah.
All right, so wait, Italian?
Right.
Chef Boyardee. All right, Irish.
I think he's called Lucky. Is he called Lucky? Lucky Charms?
No.
Yeah,
they say it in the commercial.
They say, there's Lucky. He's got Lucky Charms. That must be delicious. Yeah, his name's Lucky.
I don't think so.
I think so.
It is.
It is?
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
They want to, like, you know, deviate too far from the whole message there. Keep it Lucky.
I wanted to see if AJ would change his mind on it.
Nope.
All right, so it's, all right, then what else?
Let's see.
Well, there's Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, for Italian?
Oh, yeah. You're going back to real stuff.
He cut his ear off.
Oh, is that
I thought we already settled on Chef Boyardee.
He cut his ear off
for a chick.
Italy is,
That's sick. That shows issues.
Nobody had mental health issues, which is we can sympathize with that.
Yeah, but
right?
You don't want to put a statue in it. It's on Chef Boyardee.
Who is going to argue that someone had mental issues so we should take our challenges, whatever, and we should take the statue down?
Because it doesn't qualify.
Them.
It's missing an ear. It's going to be lopsided.
Vincent van Gogh cut off his ear, AJ, not Leonardo da Vinci.
You know he'll never be a statue?
Yeah, I think,
Goose boy.
I think he's got a point there.
Hang on.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, PLR and the Fox. I'm going to let the mayor set this one up. New Haven Mayor Elker is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good. So what's happening in Worcester Square?
So the city, in collaboration with a number of leaders in the Italian community, have made the decision to remove the Columbus statue from Worcester Square and move it eventually to the Knights of Columbus building. And, you know, I've been clear that I think this is the right decision. And, of course, like many things, not everyone is on the same page about it. And we currently have some protesters that don't think that the statue should be removed that are at Worcester Square. And there are some counter protesters that have shown up. And the crane is on its way.
It is.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
How do you think that's going to go?
I think that we have to follow through. And I know that change is difficult. And I think it's very, very important to underscore that New Haven's Italian heritage.
Mayor. So I think we have the mayor now. Sorry about that, Mayor.
No problem. Can you hear me now?
Yes, much better.
There he is.
Mayor Justin Elker
of New Haven.
Worcester Square now. There's over 100 protesters, both sides, regarding the removal of the Christopher Columbus statue in Worcester Square. And the mayor in the last break said the crane is on its way. What time do you think the crane will arrive and take the statue down?
Well, it was supposed to arrive a lot earlier today, let's just say. I was saying that I think it's important to underscore that Italian heritage is very important to New Haven. And I think that once the statue is removed, we should have a conversation with the community about what honoring the Italian heritage might look like. You know, at the end of the day, I think that it's important for people to express their opinions on things. It's also important for people to do that peacefully and not obstruct the statue from being removed. I think it's the right decision, and we're going to follow through on it.
And why is that the right decision?
Because when you look at history, Columbus has committed a number of pretty awful things. And I think it's important for all of us at this time to have conversations about history and about what's appropriate to honor. And for many Italians who came here as immigrants and made their lives here, it's important to ensure that we acknowledge and honor that. Columbus is at the same time someone that because of his history had a lot of bad things that I think are not appropriate for us to honor.
Is there anyone that we celebrate in history that we can't pull out and look at some really bad things they've done?
There's no clean records out there.
Of course, there's no clean records, but it's not like either you have a clean record or you don't have a clean record. There's a lot of different levels of what appropriate is and what not appropriate is. And I think that it's I think that the conversation about where do you draw the line is the one that we have. And I think that's an important dialogue that we should have as a community. I think that Columbus's past is pretty clear that it represents some pretty bad things.
And so does it end with Columbus?
I also think it's important to underscore that New Haven took the step to remove the statue in collaboration with many leaders in the Italian community. This was not just some unilateral decision that no one in the Italian community supported. It's in fact quite the opposite, that leadership in the Italian community came to us saying, we think it's the right time to do this. We think that this is an important step that we take. We think it's important for us to look at our history.
And then, so the statue will be moved from Worcester Square today. Will it be put in front of the Knights of Columbus today, or it'll...
No, it will be stored as we work out with the Knights of Columbus exactly how and where it will go within the museum.
Okay. Inside the
museum. So not outdoors.
We haven't worked out those details.
Okay, and that'll be part of the conversation. Where's Representative Rosa DeLauro on this? She's been very silent, and she's a very outspoken defender of the Italian community.
She is in favor of removing the statue.
All right, and so the crane was scheduled to come this morning at 6 a.m.?
Right, and welcome to... welcome to the, you know, a lot of the challenges that I think just working in government you face is that ideally the crane would have arrived on time like it like we had scheduled it to. But, you know, as with many things, oftentimes things don't go exactly as planned or as scheduled.
Right. Well, there was this whole deal on the Internet last night talking about this, and it seemed like it was a little bit of a surprise. Was your intention to have it come at 6 a.m. to get it out of there before people knew it was going to be removed?
Our intention was to remove the statue in a way that was least disruptive as possible.
Gotcha.
Didn't quite work out, did it?
Well,
no, it did not.
No, Mayor, you're mayor for 5 minutes. You got coronavirus, the city closing down, then reopening, and then now protests. And
it's been busy.
It's been busy for you.
It's been busy to say the least. It's been busy to say the least.
All right. Well, thanks for coming.
I do think, just real quick, overwhelmingly, people have been patient and collaborative through all of this. These are really, really difficult times, and I appreciate so many people understanding and working through this.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Elker. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All right.
You too.
Wow. The crane is on its way.
Yep.
Angelo is there right now. Hey.
Hey guys.
What's going on?
Sounds busy.
Get a quieter spot here. It got pretty physical here.
What happened?
I saw the cops are there.
We had the police here, and they're doing a very good job. There was about six people here that were causing a disruption here. Everybody else was all peaceful. And then I'm actually looking at a gentleman right now standing in front of me. He actually hit a 90-year-old man over the head with a megaphone.
Really?
Knocked him down to the ground. And he's still standing here rallying up all the people here, getting everybody agitated.
How does that happen? How does he not get arrested? Did the cops not see that?
Well, they need the complainant. So the person that actually got hit has to make the complaint. So he left. He was actually playing music here and playing God Bless America on the banjo. And one of the guys here had a megaphone and actually hit him over the head without him even knowing about it, knocked him down to the ground.
Yeah, that's assault. Right? Didn't get enough witnesses right there, too.
A 90-year-old guy.
Yeah, that's a brave person.
I got it on video.
Nice.
I videotaped the whole thing. I watched the whole thing, and that's when the crowd really got crazy. They got upset because the old man, you know, fell to the ground. They assaulted a 90-year-old man. About it, just out of the blue.
Wow.
Everybody else is peaceful and stuff. You know, the Italian people that are here are very peaceful. But there is words going back and forth. Now, obviously, you know, there's tensions and stuff.
It's a lot of passion. But the assault there, that's
an arrestable offense right there.
Right.
That's uncalled for. Everybody else here is very peaceful. But everybody, like you said, has got a right to express their own opinions. You know, that's what we're in America. We have that right. The physical part is not right.
No.
Angelo, we talked to the mayor. He said the crane is on its way. What do you think the reaction of the crowd's going to be when that arrives and starts pulling that down?
There is a lot of old school Italian people here from the old Worcester Street area here that are going to make a fence around this this fence over here.
Oh,
right around
boy!
The link gold chains.
Oh boy!
They're standing their ground. And there's some big people here. I don't want to mention any names, but there's people here you'll probably see on the news here that are actually representing, the Worcester Street, society here.
Right.
But it's sad, though. It's sad that we have to see all this. You know, we should all be getting along.
Yeah. We should be.
We should be past all this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And I got an 18-year-old daughter growing up in this stuff, and I want her to be able, we're all equal. We all should all treat each other equal.
Yeah.
But like I said, we all have a right for our opinions as well, too.
Angela, send me that video.
I'll get in touch with you guys later. It's a 5-minute video, so I don't know how long it's going to take.
All right, Angelo. Thank you. We'll probably talk to you tomorrow. It sounds like this story is going to get worse before it gets better at Worcester Square in New Haven, where a crane is on its way now to take the Christopher Columbus statue down, and you have lots of passionate people on both sides there, and the cops are involved.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.